Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind Podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
Creating a clear mental picture, so on and so forth. hope you're ready to receive. Stating this principle from another angle, you choose, for example, a definite purpose as your life work and make up your mind that you will carry out that purpose. From the very moment that you make this choice, this purpose becomes the dominating thought in your consciousness, and you are constantly on the alert for facts, information, and knowledge with which to achieve that purpose. From the time that you plant a definite purpose in your mind begins, both consciously and unconsciously, to gather and store away the material with which you are to accomplish your purpose. Science has established, beyond the slightest room for doubt, that through the principle of autosuggestion, any deeply rooted desire saturates the entire body and mind with the nature of the desire and literally transforms the mind into a powerful magnet that will attract the object of the desire, if it be within reason. I once had a burning desire to be able to analyze character accurately, and that desire was so persistent and so deeply seated that it practically drove me into 10 years of research and study of men and women. One of my first mentors in network marketing, my friends, told me, if you want to be successful in this business, become a student of human nature. You are a contractor and builder, and like men who build houses out of mere wood and brick and steel, you must draw up a set of plans after which to shape your success building. You are living in a wonderful age when the materials that go into success are plentiful and cheap. My friends, here we are in 2014 in the internet age, right? Some of us don't even have to go to the library to get access to this stuff. If you want to be a network marketer, we have access at the push of a button to all the information that's ever been given by the most successful network marketers in the history of the world. If you want to be an internet marketer, we have access to that information too. If you want to be whatever you want to be, my friends, we have access to that information through this little thing called Google. Isn't that amazing? We don't even have to have a home computer. If we've got a smartphone, we have more information than my local library in the palm of my hand on my smartphone. Think about that. Does that thought not stagger your imagination? Does that thought not set you back a little bit and help me and you to realize what we've got within the palms of our hands? It's incredible. This lesson will not be completed until you shall have made your choice as to what your definite chief aim in life is to be, and then recorded a description of that purpose in writing and placed it where you may see it every morning when you arise and every night when you retire. And might I suggest, my friends, if there's some people on the call that are wondering, you know, what is my life purpose? There is some confusion, and sometimes, you know, for me, it's taken a lot of years to just evolve and to start with things. But here's where I started. I started with a definite chief aim to be free. To be free financially. To be free from debt. To be free from having to be handcuffed to a job that I did not like. To be free from having to get up in the morning and leave my family and you know, be gone for 8 to 10 hours a day. To be free from being shipped all over the country at the whim of a boss that I didn't really respect. Right? Didn't have my, not that he was a bad person, he's a great guy, great people I worked for, but I didn't respect them because they, I don't know, we won't go into that. But anyway, to be free, that was my definite major purpose, to be free. That's where my first $3,000 income goal came from, because I realized that if I wanted to be free from my job, I had to match what I was earning, and that's about what I was earning, $3,000. And I figured if I could make $3,000 pipeline money in the home business profession, that would free me. And so my friends, like, made me think about that. Might that not be a good definite chief aim to start with for you? Freedom, whatever that is for you, whatever number that is, I think that's a great place to start. A definite purpose is something that you must create for yourself. No one else will create it for you, and it will not create itself. What are you going to do about it, and when, and how? Start now to analyze your desires and find out what it is that you wish. Then make up your mind to get it. If you follow the instructions laid down in this course for the guidance of his students, you can no more fail than water can run uphill above the level of its source. My friends, I think it's fascinating. One of the things that he writes here at the end is he says, you will, let us hope, become the teacher as well as the student after you have followed the course until you have mastered it. And one of the things that's happened to me, and I hope will happen to you, and I already see happening in people like Amber DeBevick, right, and others, right, well, I already see this happening, is when you lock on to a purpose, and you wake up in the morning, and you know why you're waking up in the morning, and you go to bed at night thinking about your purpose, you've got this reason for living that sometimes is missing in a lot of people's lives, and what starts happening is, you organize your mind, you organize your plans, You pass the persistence test, and you start to have some wins, and your mind and your heart and your soul continues to be vitalized and saturated by this thing called the definite chief aim. And I'll tell you what, you get so pumped up, you get so fired up, you get so excited that you desire, as I desire, just the other day I was thinking about my definite chief aim. And you'll continue to think about it. This isn't something that you get and then it goes away, right? You nourish it, it develops, it gets more clear, but you're always thinking about it, right? And I was thinking, what if my definite chief aim was to help other people find their definite chief aim? That would be a great definite chief aim in and of itself if that's all it was. Why? Because there are so many people out there in the world floating around not knowing what they're doing, not know why they're doing it, getting up and going to work, going to a job that they don't like. Why? There's no answer. There's no way they couldn't answer why. The best answer they could come up with was, well, because, I did what they told me to do in school. I went to college. I got a degree. Then I went to a career fair, and I took the first job that I was offered, and I've been getting this paycheck, and do you love it? Are you passionate about it? Well, no. As a matter of fact, I don't like it, and it makes me feel like I'm a little bot. Well, then why do you continue to do it? I don't know. Isn't that what everyone else is doing? No, it's not what everyone else is doing. It's what some people are doing, and maybe it's what the majority is doing, but it's not what you're doing. It's not what I'm doing. There's another way. There's another way. It's called selecting a purpose. It's called saying to yourself, what do I want to do with my life? Do I want to invest my entire life doing things I don't like, doing things that don't fill me with passion, doing things that don't give me sense of contribution and pay back in terms that are bigger than money, right? What do I want to do? And you can actually decide what you want to invest your life. See, we don't want to spend our lives, my friends. We don't want to spend our lives. Spending is like taking dollars out of your bank account, sending them out and saying, goodbye, farewell, we'll never see you again, have a good journey, hope you enjoy your time out in the market, right? That's spending. What does investing do? Investing takes those dollars and it puts them somewhere where they're going to come back, and not only are they going to come back, they're going to come back with increase, tenfold, like the parable of the talents in the Bible, right? You put your money out, it comes back. That's what investing is. So my friends, we don't want to spend our lives, our time, our resources to say goodbye, farewell, hope you have a nice journey, we'll never see you again. We want to invest our lives, and that starts with a definite purpose. And when we invest our lives, my friends, the returns, I'm telling you, are unimaginable. Money, yes. Freedom, yes. But even more than that, someone coming up to you and saying, the words you shared, they touched my heart. They moved me. They inspired me to make a new decision. They inspired me to go a new direction. They changed my life. And then you see those people out there doing the same, passing the torch for other people. I'm telling you, that's a return that can't be measured in dollars, and that's in store for anyone who decides on a definite purpose, passes the persistence test, continues to saturate their mind with this stuff that we work on every day. So, good stuff, isn't it? My friends, I'm excited to hear your thoughts. Hey, before we do this, are you fired up, guys? Oh, let's get some more participation real quick. Scream into the line if you're fired up. Yes, I am. Oh, my gosh. It's so much timing at 3 minutes. Today's message
was incredibly powerful. It was incredibly, it was very well received. It touched on lots of different topics. I think one of the most serious topics that it touched on was the fact that we have, at no point in history has there been more opportunity than right here, right now. So many people are living a life less than what they could be because they haven't taken the action steps that are necessary. If you're in the network marketing game, there is so much free information. There's so much free training. Quite frankly, let me tell you a little story. I used to be a warehouse picker in a cold storage warehouse. God, this is crazy that this is coming back to me right now. I would be in the cold storage warehouse at 2 a.m. and at 3 a.m., busting my ass, sweat on my face, and you had to move faster or the sweat would dry on your face and you'd have a frozen face. And you couldn't have both headphones in because you had to hear the honk of the other sleds that were going by. And I remember it was the first time that I ever listened to Jim Rohn. And I had one headbutt in, and I was working my job. I was working my job. And he told me, profits are better than wages. And I heard him throughout that shift, throughout that eight-hour shift in that cold storage warehouse. And I remembered in my heart of hearts, the thing that I wanted most was to get out of there. The thing that I wanted most was to be able to live a life that Mr. Rohn spoke about. And I don't even know why that even came up right now, but to let you know that at that moment, that at that very moment, I made a decision that my life was going to be better and that I would do whatever it took in order to make it possible, or I would die trying. I would die trying.
But, okay, so I've had a major breakthrough, and I just needed to share it with you guys because I swear no one else will appreciate it as much as you folks. So, all right, pretty much last night, I had my final. About 15 weeks ago, back in January, I enrolled in an entrepreneurship course at my local community college. I was in the pits of going through some mess at that time, but I decided that I was going to do this course, that I was going to stick to it. And last night I had my final. I had my final, and I rocked it. And I'm just so excited, and I just wanted to share that with you guys. And I knew nothing when I started this 15 weeks ago, and I've gained so much knowledge. It's not even funny. And like I said, no one else appreciates my accomplishment. So I felt that you guys would appreciate it the most, and I wanted to share that with you guys. I also wanted to say that in the year that I've been on this call, my God, how this has changed my life, and I am seeing it every day. So I just wanted to say to all you new callers that are out there that maybe think the things that we talk about every day are crazy, because I was skeptical when I first came. And Paul, you invited me to this call yourself. Thank you so much for that. My God, keep coming back. It works if you work it, so work it. We're not crazy. This stuff works. I am living proof. Keep reading. Back to you, Paul.
I figured the music would be a better way to show the time limit. Hey, listen, Siobhan, we appreciate you. We appreciate your accomplishment. Hey, guys, if you want to give Siobhan a round of applause for her accomplishment, let's do it. Yeah, Siobhan!
You got this!
Hey, good morning, my Think and Grow Rich family. Hey, how excited I am today to hear the fantastic listen, just simply incredible message that Paul was, and you know, has bring us today. My God, I am excited. Now, let me just tell you one thing, guys. Before the book Think and Grow Rich, I was lost. I was lost. And by just a strike of luck, I was able to reach for this book. I heard someone talking about it, and I started reading it. And listen, the moment that I came across the idea that you can engineer your future through a definite purpose in life, that right there was exactly what I needed in my life to give sense, to give meaning. Listen, I think the very worst thing that anybody, or the very worst position that anybody can have is to be out there like a leaf that just has fallen in the autumn from an oak tree or from any tree, where you have the wind blowing from one side, blowing to the other side, and no matter where the wind blows, there goes the leaf also along. Guys, let's not be like that leaf. That is exactly what this definite purpose in life has given me. It has given me the direction. It has given me the compass for me to take charge of my life, for me to say, yes, this is what I'm waking for in the morning every single day. And because of this, I am no longer lost.
And that is a beautiful thing, my friends. None of us has to be lost. Hey there, my friend. This is Paul Hutchings. And on behalf of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind Initiative, I want to sincerely thank you for listening to today's show. If you like what you heard, please consider subscribing on iTunes. Also, to find out how you can listen and participate in the full versions of our mastermind sessions and pick up a few free gifts in the process, please visit our website at thinkandgrowrichaudios.com. If I can help you in any way, please don't hesitate to reach out and connect with me on Facebook. Until next time, keep smiling, and whatever you do, never give up on your dreams.